Wow. A lot of things happening.
Wait, what?
Wow. Hey.
Hey, everybody.
Hi. This is a... what?
Hell has begun.
Okay. Professionals. Welcome to Intellectual Kink.
Drink more.
I'm going to. Welcome to Intellectual Kink, where I did not flirt note the precision with which I said those words.
Yeah.
But you can see the scare quotes around intellectual.
I am Insidious Muse.
And I'm Service Slut.
And we have a shit ton of fucking people.
Yeah, we do.
We do. We got a fauna.
Hey.
Yeah. What's up, baby?
That's a fauna. Mm-hmm. And if you had the video, you would know she's the blonde.
Yeah.
But, you know, the video's down. It'll happen, but not right this second. Shit. And then we got an Andrew.
Distinctly not the blonde.
He's not the blonde. We actually have separated fraternal twins in studio. Ooh. So there's Andrew here. And then way over there, because apparently he's too fucking cool for us, is Count Boogie.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. I thought there was supposed to be some chick getting banged on the table in this imaginary. There's a backpack. Andrew's going to fuck the backpack during the show.
Andrew,
that should be awkward at the same time.
Maybe I am.
I want Andrew to fuck a backpack now.
Me too.
But maybe. Last but not least, we have a beautiful Sanger.
Hello.
Over there.
Hi, Sanger.
Who's a little scared of Fauna, I think.
What?
She's moving away from her. In the best way.
She's not scared of me. She just fears me. Right?
That's like the same thing.
I don't know math.
Synonyms.
Okay, they're Kim Kardashian.
I like cinnamon. It makes my fart smell like a sundae.
I was going to say, I like cinnamon. She goes to lap dances.
Ooh. Is that your stripper name?
Who's
cinnamon. You?
No. Yes.
What's your stripper name?
My stripper name is Cinnamon Backpack.
When you're fucking the backpack, yes.
Cinnamon Backpack is my stripper name.
Cinnamon Backpack. Oh, does that mean you have a little brown asshole?
Yes.
Awesome.
You
want to
see?
Yes. Let's bust up the asshole.
All together.
I will see your asshole. It'll happen. Not necessarily right now. Okay.
Hey, there's a ghost that's totally taking control and going to put us on live stream.
Really soon.
Can see the video
when Andrew will fuck his backpack.
So just in case you're listening to the audio and you want the fantastic video.
She's going to listen to this podcast. Let's not refer to her as my backpack.
I literally meant your backpack, but I would love it if she came and came. You
know? Right? Me too, for once. Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
I feel like we're immediately feeding into Count Boogie's Limptic song.
Whatever.
So just in case you're listening to the audio and you really want video, all you need to do is go to livestream.com and search Skid Row Studios, and you'll be good to go. And then you'll be able to see all our beautiful faces and possibly Andrew's penis.
You mean there's cameras in here?
We have.
Why is this about peer pressure about my penis? Like, this is the second show that it's been like, whip out your penis.
For being a cock-hating lesbian, she is fairly obsessed with penises. Here's what I've noticed about Nancy is... she likes the penises of the men that she likes. So if she likes you, she wants to see your penis. But if she doesn't like you, she wants to be as far away from your schmegmy penis as possible.
I'm kind of that way with vaginas, too. I don't think that's anything strange. I just want to be around vaginas like.
All penises, other than the ones attached to people. No, all penises, the people that they like, not like, not like, ooh, like, not like, but like, whoa. You know, like. I'm sorry, I minorly molested him.
So many likes.
Minor.
There's a lot of likes there.
How about we make this deal? She can see my penis when she takes it out.
What? When I what?
When you take it out. You want to see it, you have to take it out.
I have to take out your penis.
Yeah.
I like this plan.
I'll give you $5.
What?
American.
I'll give her a command.
Well, then I'm keeping my $5.
Because that's a lot of money.
In this economy?
Yeah.
That's like, a sandwich.
But you like an icy.
Yeah.
That's a small rock of crack in Guadalajara.
What the fuck is in Guadalajara?
A $5 crack rock.
$5 crack whore? That?
No, that's Malaysia.
Malaysia.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I gotta be clear on my international horse.
They'll kill you for crack in Malaysia.
They will?
Yeah. Oh,
there you go.
How do you know?
They just had a dude in Iran. This is how fucked up Iran is. Guy got the death sentence for whatever. That's even how more fucked up it is that you have a grammar Nazi telling you how to pronounce it.
I lived there.
What? So now you're the... Okay. Can I just get on with this?
Carry on.
Yeah. So they convict a guy. He's got a kilo of speed, right? So they bust him. So, of course, they're going to kill him, right? So they hang the guy. He hangs for 12 minutes.
Doesn't die.
They ship him to the morgue. The guy in the morgue sees that the plastic bag has steam around the mouth. They bring him to the hospital, bring him back. He's feeling much better, so they can now hang him again.
Wow.
Fucked up.
And I'm laughing.
It's good they brought him back, though.
Yeah, that was awesome. So he's all like, look, no virgins, shit.
Wow. He might have been Christian. They're not all Muslim there. When I lived there, it was a Christian nation, so.
Yeah. So there you go. That was fun.
They kill tweakers.
They do.
Twice.
They will.
Two times.
They don't do that in America, do they? Like, America. If you don't die the first time.
Oh, no, if you don't die the first time, they kill you the second time.
I don't think they do.
I think they do.
No. I think if you don't die the first time, you let you live.
You think it's an angel who took a rock and brought back, I'm about to turn Irish.
Yep.
And then Shanaylee.
Oh, Shanaylee.
She's back on that again.
Oh, kissing the Blarney Stone.
Don't kiss the Blarney Stone. It's like covered in piss and herpes. The Irish spit on it. They're just like, ha, fucking tourist. Look at here, kiss this.
Yeah.
That's true.
I've fully kissed the Blarney Stone.
Have you?
Yeah, they hold you upside down.
Yeah, you have to be upside down to kiss the Blarney. It's a thing.
Then they fill a pint with pee and splash it on the Blarney Stone.
Whatevs.
That's not true.
Just to watch people kiss it.
And?
Is there something wrong with that? Are you judging?
We're using Skid Row Studios microphones. This is far worse than the Blarney Stone. I guarantee that.
Oh, Lord.
Ooh. Wow. Help us get into the show.
Perspective, kids.
All of a sudden, everyone's voice got really quiet all of a sudden. Everyone's really... Well, let's do our show from over here.
you gotta get really, really close.
Far.
Like this.
Mm. Near.
Yeah.
Ooh, take your pants off.
What are you wearing?
Nothing. I'm laying in a bathtub of strawberries.
I'm allergic to strawberries.
Ew, that's labia hives right there.
This sounds sexy.
Look at my engorged, hive-ridden pussy. I'm sure it's a fetish.
I bet there's a Tumblr for that. Hive-ridden pussy.
Hey, that's a name for a band. Thanks for pumping my Tumblr while we were on the air.
It's also a into everything about
engorged, hive-ridden pussies. That's awesome.
Sure, there's a fet group for it.
Yeah. Fabulous.
So we've decided there really is no topic.
No, there is a topic.
There is on all of this note of all of this disgusting shit you guys are talking about.
We're gonna have funny sex stories.
Mm. Yes,
funny sex stories.
I don't think I have any, to be honest.
Really?
I really don't.
I do.
I mean, the most funny is sex story is that I used to sleep with men.
That's hilarious.
Ouch! Jesus, you can be lesbian, but don't be harsh.
Am I right?
She's harsh. Yeah. Did I tell you about the PhD, Dom?
Tell us more.
No.
Okay, so way back in the day, I went on a date with PhD Dom. PhD, brilliant guy, professor. But he's like really old. I don't really like old guys. Like, I date younger guys. I'm a total cougar. It's just what I do. Mm-hmm. And this is before I was a cougar. I was pre-cougar ages. Someone's pouting. Anyway.
It was him, not me.
I can't tell you two apart for fraternal twins.
Stink guy that flew across the table. I ain't taking your credit, man.
So
for your PhD.
I had this date with the PhD who's a Dom, and it's like, oh, well, okay, whatever. I don't give a shit, whatever. I can date you. It's all cool, whatever. So we go back to his house, which is like something like a slice out of the 80s. He had an actual bearskin rug. Actual.
That's hot.
Made out of
bear.
No.
Nice.
No, it really totally it
nice.
Really wasn't.
Was it a real bear?
It was real bear.
Did
he kill the bear?
And it's not soft.
Large.
I don't know. He could have. He's a big guy. He was all burly and really hairy and stuff. And when I mean really hairy, I mean like he had like the really hairy long beard. And I couldn't tell when his chest hair began and his beard ended.
Oh, Lord.
Because the chest hair was like, you know, 4 inches long, chest hair gray. It was really not attractive.
No.
And I thought, well, you know, we're in a modern age. Maybe he still trims down below.
No.
Right? Because I'm hopeful. I'm a hopeful person. Because, you know, anyway, he had all these stories about, oh, he's so great at this and that or whatever. But let me start with the kiss. When he kissed me. with the kiss. And this is before we even back to his house. It was like I was being kissed by a snake.
What?
It was a lot of this. Blah, 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 blah.
Ew.
The
fast rapping.
Nice.
And I'm like, what is going on with my mouth and his tongue? And I'm like, and there's that moment where the world slows down in the kissing and you're like, what is happening? This is not real. This can't. This is because I believe very strongly that the kiss is the interview to sex. Like, if they can't nail the kiss, ain't no fucking way you're going to let them in. It's just not going to happen. But so I was like.
But you did anyway.
But somewhere deep inside my logical mind said, that particular motion is very good for oral sex. So this is where my rationale is going, right? That sounds awesome. Doesn't sound good?
Yes.
So go back to his place, have some more wine, smoke some pot. It's like, because, you know, all professors smoke pot.
Of course.
Did you know that? It's a thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then we, like, get into it, and he takes off his clothes. And not only was there a bearskin rug on his floor, it was, like, all over his body. It was, like, the hairy man.
Oh, Lord.
Like the Duck Dynasty guys. Pretty sure he was a relative of them. This is precursing Duck Dynasty. Anyway.
Wow.
So I'm like, well, you know, whatever, we're doing this thing. And then his penis is really unimpressive. Mm. Very. But it would be hard to discern whether it was or was not unimpressive. Because it was kind of like a flesh-colored pickle in a weed of gray grass.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I have a song about that.
Flesh-colored pickle in a weed of gray grass.
Weed of gray grass. And it was like, and I kept thinking, how do I do? What? Okay. I was confused.
Fire play. Fire play. Just torch it off.
Yeah,
can I get some of that mustache wax to, like, even that shit out, some pomade or something? I don't know, something to get all going down.
I'm a dapper dan, man.
And, you know, I'm like, all right, let's do this thing. So I'm like, rare it up, let's do this. Because, you know, you start with your A game, and blowjobs my A game. Let's do this. So then... He's like, I told you that I'm in biotech, so, you know, safety is of the utmost importance. And I'm like, and? Fuck do I care? I'm just going to put my mouth on your penis, and I'm going to suck it, and you're going to like it, and everybody's going to be happy, right? That's how that was going to work. And he goes, so he reaches into his side drawer, and he pulls out a condom, which he puts on. And I'm like... Okay, all right. This is a new one for me. I mean, I get it. This is a world safety. And then he pulls out this 1 foot square piece of plastic with a little hole in the middle of it.
No, no, no.
I swear to fucking God. And he takes his now condomed penis and he takes the square and he places it over his condom penis. So now he has this plastic square around where his genitals, other than he has this latex condomed penis sticking out. So I was like, this was a very surreal moment.
Wait. You're complaining about him saving you from this forest of gray hair. Like, he's doing this to help you.
Hazmat blowjob. I'm gonna give a hazmat blowjob.
Hazmat blowjob.
Hazmat blowjob.
Thank you. Impromptu.
So I'm like thinking... okay, this is new for me, and I'm thinking, well, I gotta have a story at the end of this, so let's do this thing, right? So then I go in to do my thing, and it's a unique thing. Number one, yes, it saved me from the sea serpent of gray hair. It saved me from that. Nothing in my throat. I wasn't choking on it. There's nothing really to choke on. And
zing.
But I will let you know that, you know, I mean, as you're doing this and you're moving and sometimes there's hand, this one didn't require a hand, but sometimes there's a hand. But as you're going down, this plastic is bunching up and there's some asphyxiation of the me happening because the plastic, and I'm like, okay, so let's flatten out the plastic and hold the plastic down while we do the blowjob. And I'm like, and then that was over and I was like, whew.
That sounds a little...
I gotta go, but I wasn't done yet.
Sorry.
I gotta go, because I was like, whew, I did my job, and I really don't want to continue, because I have my story now, right? My story.
But what about snake tongue?
So then he gets up, and he goes to the bathroom and washes his hand. Hands, both of his hands. Not just one, because
just one.
He has two. He wasn't the one.
One he stuck in the toilet just to fuck with you.
You guys, you got a hook?
Just this.
Snake tongue.
You blew a hook-handed attachment.
Wash the hook off.
I never knew a guy could have an anal hook on the end of his arm.
Why not?
And so I'm like, okay, well, I'm you know, he had the kissing, the snake kissing, so let's, it's my turn. Let's,
downtown.
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Down.
Palette wrap comes out.
No.
Yeah, there was, you know, the dental dam. No. That happened.
What?
It was
fudge sticks.
not. And then the kissing did not translate to the oral sex at all. So I faked a fantastic orgasm. Girls, you know what I'm saying? Fantastic orgasm.
I don't know what you mean.
To get him to be done. Be like, yes, you did such a good job. Wow, 3 minutes. You are awesome. Woo! Ain't nobody better than you.
Yeah.
And I was like, oral sex. I was like, whew, I am.
Wow.
That just tuckered me out. Whew, yeah. I just don't think I could do anymore. I'm so tired. He's like, well, no, you're going to have sex. And I was like,
sex.
It was like 10:30. Yeah, whatever, we're gonna have sex, sure.
Wow. You're a fun date.
I didn't say it like that.
But did he wear
the voice was saying.
Did he wear the plastic thing while he was having sex with you?
No.
Yeah, no, that suit.
But what was the plastic thing for? Was it really just to save you from the bush?
No, I think it was for safety so that our fluids didn't ever intermingle.
Are you fucking shitting me? Wow.
And then the sex was
Well, really? Really?
We ended up just having anal because there was no point of anything else. Because it was like, are we done here? Can we do this? Can we finish this?
That's horrible. Yeah,
dental dams are not, they're not sexy.
And then, after all that, I start getting my clothes and I'm like, awesome, 11:30. It's still kind of early. Yeah. Call my friends, do something, whatever. Get my dress and go. And he's like, you're not leaving, are you? Mm. And I'm all, what? What? He goes, why? I thought you would stay the night.
Yeah.
And I'm all, well, I have an early thing, and scenes from When Harry Met Sally were flooding my head. I have an early squash game. I have an early meeting. I'm like, what can I come up with? And I was like, I have an early thing. And I was like, well, you can leave, you know, early, set your alarm. And I was like, fuck. Yeah, totally. So I lay there, listen for when he's asleep, and then sleep.
Nice. Good for you, sister.
So, yeah, there's my bad sex story.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, right. We've all been there, done that.
Serious.
Exactly. Like, are you asleep? I gotta go.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's never happened to me.
I've done saran wrap on a pussy before.
You have?
Yeah, she was really... It was like a deli sandwich. It was fucking great. Just put it on, and she was a squirter, too, so it was great. So she could just blast into it, but it was really, you know, she was real paranoid about that. She said, let's do this, and I'm like, okay, let's give it a... And then, yeah, the asphyxiation thing you got to kind of have. But once, you know, you get a little steam involved, it'll just, you know, kind of vacuum seal. Wow. And off you go.
All right.
That's good to know.
Off you go.
Now I feel like I not ever need to handle that again. But
but thank you for making people that want to avoid STDs feel like they're stupid.
It's not that. I mean, it's fine. I went along with everything. It was just weird for me.
Weird.
It was my first time with all of that. With a virgin before that.
Hairy people.
Yeah, so the lesson of the story is, guys, manscape, please. Just fucking manscape.
I have a song about
it. For God's sakes.
I'll sing you a song about it. Mana might know the words to this.
I just want to say hi to my friend Owen. Hi, Owen.
See, does this thing work? Okay, yes. Put that there.
Yeah. All right. What's the song, though? Tell me what the word.
Choke. You remember the song?
Yes, I think I do.
I'll just start and you join in.
Drink.
Hey, we have a microphone. Yeah. Okay.
Woo.
It goes like this.
Boop, beep, beep, boop, beep, beep, boop.
Do you wake up at night to find aliens burning crop circles in your pubes? Is your bush so thick that we don't even know if you're a chick or a dude? Trim your snatch. Don't be a monkey. Shave your balls. They smell kind of funky. We've evolved, so take a little care. 'Cause nobody wants to choke on your pubic hair.
Boop, beep, beep, boop, beep, boop, boop.
Has the forest ranger stuck a ticket between your thighs for creating a fire hazard? Take some scissors to that hairy wild buffalo crotch and clean up that disaster. Trim your snatch. Don't be a monkey. Shave your balls. They smell kind of funky. We've evolved, so take a little care. Everybody, 'cause nobody wants to choke on your pubic hair.
That's horrible.
Boop, beep, beep, boop, beep, boop, boop. Why are the robots in this song?
Who knows?
That's how I wrote it.
You say it's natural to have a hairy beaver. Well, taking a dump is natural too, but that doesn't turn me on either. You say people who groom are insecure and giving into a fasten phase. Then why don't you get in a time machine and take your snobby, hippie, furry genitals straight back to the caveman days? Trim your snatch. Don't be a monkey. Shave your balls. Ah! Wave evolve. So take a little care, everybody. Cause nobody wants to. Nobody wants to. Nobody wants to choke on your pubic hair.
Beep, boop, beep, beep, boop. Shave it.
Pubic hair.
Thank you.
You guys are supposed
studios,
to
everybody.
Applaud now. And
woo!
Jesus Christ. You guys are worse than a fucking open mic.
I'm sorry. We're a Los Angeles audience. We all suck.
It was all right. It was all right.
I'm just waiting for my big 3-minute set. I can't laugh at anyone.
You were funny, Boogie. That was funny.
Whatever.
That was a funny song about pubic hair.
Get my validation.
So can I tell my story now? I want to tell my story.
Yes,
because
please.
I know Owen is watching.
Is he watching? He is.
Hey, Owen. I'm going to tell the morning dove story. Because he has forbidden me from telling the story.
Oh.
And so I've decided to tell the story.
Bum,
burn. Burn.
This is dedicated to Owen. All right. So I'm laying in my bed and I'm like kind of horny waking up in the morning. And my neighbor downstairs at the time was a beautiful African-American man.
I feel like we need bongos.
Boom, chicka, boom, boom, boom. And he was dating
a
lovely
freaking rant. I was like, oh yeah, bongos cute. And then I'm like, that was totally
like
racist.
Steve Nye, why did he tell him the story? Fuck,
it's
what's wrong with you? That is on you, not me.
It's all right. It's all right. He would be cool with it. Anyways, he was dating this lovely little Asian girl, and they would sometimes have sex. Believe it or not.
Oh, what?
And I would, you know, be turned on by it, you know, because when people are having sex, it's sexy. Anyway,
yeah.
So in the morning, in the morning, I woke up and I'm listening and I hear, and I'm like, ooh, yeah. And so I'm masturbating to the sounds of sex happening downstairs.
That's hot.
They were just going for it. And she was just whimpering like it was like hurting her, but she was like into it. And I'm listening and I'm like, oh yeah, this is good. This is good. And I'm totally going for it, you know, masturbating. And then it just kept going and going and going. And I'm thinking, wow, he is giving it to her and she is just taking it. And oh, this is so hot. So I'm listening and I'm listening and masturbating. Eventually, like I'm listening closer and it's kind of far away, the distant sound. And it started to get a little closer and I was like, what? That's weird. It's getting a little louder. And then suddenly I hear the flap of wings, and then it stops. And I think, what was that? And it turns out I was masturbating to the sound of a mourning dove. The coo of a mourning dove was turning me on. I thought it was this sweet little girl getting fucked by this dude, and it wasn't. It was a bird, and they weren't even home downstairs.
That's not what they sound like.
No,
it was come to my house. I have morning doves.
Sploosh.
Sploosh.
And it was like, it just sounded like she was moaning and getting into it. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's fucking hot. Yeah. I was sexually aroused by a morning dove.
Was it your bestiality story?
It was my bestiality story. And I'm proud of it. So
it worked. Did you have a good orgasm from it?
I really did.
That's all that matters.
I feel a little guilty, but when I heard the morning dove the next day, I thought, you bastard. You turned me on before. It's not going to happen this time, goddammit.
But why? It was good.
It was. But every time I hear a morning dove, I'm like, you bastard. Every time. You're turning me on right now. Goddamn, you bastard.
And but I yeah, just selected Fauna's text ringtone for my phone.
Right? But it's not even that sound. It's like,
I mean, what birds?
Yeah.
What
it's
kind
sexy.
Of bird are you listening
it's a
to?
It's a sexy sound.
It is.
From afar.
It's a, they coo. They do.
It sounds like a woman getting pounded. Just
none of my. Yeah. None of my morning doves. Maybe I have to move closer to the city to get that kind of morning dove. Out in the suburbs, they're much different.
I got chirp. Give me a fucking cracker. Chirp.
Yeah, yeah.
I
have-
fuck? You're so jaded.
Helicopters.
That's great.
Yeah, helicopters. They can be sexy.
Well.
No. All right. Who's got another story?
Speak into the mic if you're going to speak over the mic.
I know you might be used to penises being directed at your breasts, but we want it actually at your mouth right now.
Here, I'm gonna
help
you. There you go.
Put it up.
Right, and aim your mouth for it.
Put it in your mouth.
It's like you're aiming your mouth wider. The semen into your mouth.
I wish you could see this.
There you go.
Why is it so tall now?
Why are you so short?
I'm not shy.
And you want to get real close. Yes.
That's now it's in your neck
better.
Again.
Much better.
What? My neck?
Nothing.
Come on, I'm
going to
pull you.
Have her get on her knees. It's good.
Get on your knees, singer. Immediately. I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
Well, then
can we? Are we beating? Are we beating? Is there beating?
Come on. Do I have to spank you? Give the microphone. No one can hear.
Some spankings can be beatings.
Tell us a sexy story.
Who's got a sexy story for us?
Oh, I don't know the mine. I don't know the mine are sexy. Mine are borderline terrible.
Let's go with that.
So sad.
Does it involve your backpack?
No, I've got multiple, and none of them involve my backpack.
Backpack now?
No, backpack later. Backpack. I've got to have some time for the backpack. I need to warm up for the backpack, all right. Frankly.
Do you want a yellow Solo cup
actually,
to help
this
you?
This is actually not quite a sex story, but you'll appreciate this. I had a lot of friends that were professional dominatrixes. And one afternoon, I'm single, it's summer, whatever. I get a call on a Sunday in the middle of the afternoon. It's a friend of mine. And she's like, hey, I've got this friend who's also a pro dom. She works downtown. She's got a website, and once a month she does a live webcast of like a femdom scene, and the guy who's her sub for the day has dropped out. Can you fill in on like an hour's notice? She's like five blocks away from you. Here's
That's
the address.
Cool.
And I'm like, totally into it. Go. Show up, drive, meet the girl, meet her videographer. She's totally sweet. We're talking out the scene, and I'm really concerned because at the time I had just gotten my nipples pierced. And I was very concerned about things happening to my nipples and them getting infected. So I was just like, if you can lay off that would be fine. And I was so concerned that I didn't go into a lot of smaller details of things that I didn't necessarily know that would happen. So, I mean, she basically beats the hell out of me. At one point, because she can't put clamps on my nipples, she puts clothespins all around my nipples.
Yeah, I would do the same thing.
And then zippers them off.
Oh.
Like I lost skin, zippers them off.
Well, yeah, they can do that.
So we get to this place where suddenly I realize, like, she's, like, lay down on the ground. And I realize, that's a puppy pad on the ground right there. And then I'm like, oh shit, this bitch is going to piss on me. And note to self, I never said, pardon me, prefer you don't piss on me. And we're 45 minutes into this live, like, it's a live stream. People are watching this and people pay to do this, so I can't just be like, whoa, Zadie, bitch, you're not going to piss on me. What's wrong with you? Like, I can't just, like, stop it. So I'm like, so lay down, shimmies up the latex skirt, and she starts.
Which, by the way, is pretty impressive because latex.
Oh. I know, it was super hot. Don't get me wrong. The outfit she was wearing was super hot. Shimmies up the latex skirt, starts to piss on me. I'm just like, okay, this is fine. I can totally deal with this. And then she's like, open your mouth. And I'm like,
oh, dear.
Ah, fuck. So if you know the right keywords, you may be able to find videotape of me on the internet getting pissed on in my mouth.
Challenge accepted.
What is the right keyword? We want to know.
Googling now.
Sucker that can't say no. Sucker that can't say no. Right?
It's just, I didn't want to be, it's one of those weird things where I didn't want to be impolite.
I guess.
You can just say no.
Well, no, and my thought process
red.
Was this.
Red. Or
no.
Yes.
Mercy.
Or my thought process was this. Please. I didn't say she could, like, lesson learned for me in future negotiations. I never said, hey, Zany bitch, don't piss on me.
What if she would have pinched a Carl in your mouth?
This is how I
live. Dude, you just wrote that.
I bet you would have said no then.
Wow.
You're so polite. Lesson learned. Oh, that's a big... Something's happening with their sphincter.
I'm like Canadian.
I don't want to have my mouth open anymore.
No. I'm Canadian with my politeness.
I have kind of a visceral reaction to not have my mouth open for this anymore.
I'm Canadian in my politeness. I can't.
One of our viewers, he commented in the chat, and his comment was live, quote, stream. I see what he did there. Yes.
right? Right? Live stream, right?
A lot of rabbit ears happening.
That's, just, that's like one of three. That's my opening salvo. Nice. I will let others continue.
That was good. That was good.
It's good. Good mouth pisser.
I know you have a story, don't you, Singer?
I've never had sex.
Singer, shut the fuck up.
We can fix that for you right now.
We're going to fuck you right now, god damn it, okay, you bitch.
Fix that right now. Who's got condoms?
Come here, Singer.
Okay.
You don't care. Just get some
right
shit
right in the mouth. Just right in the mouth.
Do.
Just grab, hold on, grab the wrapping the for the cups
farm.
Right there and just like put it right over her.
I don't wedge. Care.
We're going to have sex with you right now.
Smack her vagina.
So tell us a story.
Are we doing vagina smacking? Are roll the nipples is... around in your fingertips. That's always fun.
Wow.
Oh.
Ow.
No, sorry.
Like they're marbles?
Wow, she looks so nervous. This is like really is a molestation. Juan is just, don't give me your donuts.
Don't tell anybody I did this.
Oh my God, it's like a Catholic school.
Speak right, woman. I love how we're all being quiet on a radio show.
Because
we're all perverts. We're all, okay, now Fauna is choking Singer. And now there's a groping and...
She keeps using her
falling out of the chair.
Singer looks a little uncomfortable, but yet she's starting to get into it. And
oh,
now she there. Now the ass is coming up off the table.
Sorry.
And she's making her play responses.
You can't think of anything sexy?
No, sexy I'm okay with. I'm thinking funny. Funny.
You don't have to be whatever, funny. Just fucking now. Just
tell
now, just talk about whatever.
Story.
Anal fisting.
Anal
by Singer.
Double.
Wait.
DP fisting.
When you do that, I can't think of words. I'm sorry.
Every time I pull her hair.
I can go. All right, go.
Tell us.
What? You thought I'm a man?
One-time heterosexual lesbian.
Well, no, I just thought, you know, maybe I should share the best hetero sex that I had.
Oh, okay. Don't. You promised you wouldn't. Stop.
You had hetero sex, tell us.
Yeah.
So apparently with Boogie.
No, there was a point in time when I was like, yeah, sleep with all of the boys. And there was this guy, and he... Bless his heart. He was not a very attractive man. And
so you set your standards high.
So this isn't about me, then, what you're saying. All right, go ahead. Continue.
And we were in a car. It was car sex. And it was... Ugh.
Car sex.
Jeez. I'm sorry that my sex stories aren't as great.
No, go.
It's about as exciting as car talk on NPR on Sundays.
Would you guys shut up and let her get into the car
Sorry,
sex?
Go on. No more NPR references. Let's go on. NPR references. That's kind of hot, actually.
You guys. This was one of those, like, sex episodes that I was like, yeah, totally. This is what sex is supposed to be like, right? Like, this is what it's supposed to be like. And so we're, like, you know, making out in the car and stuff. And then, like, you know, I end up straddling him. And, like, you know, the windows fog up. And, like, all that, like, stuff that, like, you know, happens in the movies and stuff.
In Greece.
Yeah, that. And it was awesome. I think that was probably one of the first times I had an orgasm.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. I hadn't experienced an orgasm with a dude. And so that was, yeah.
Get her done.
That was nice.
Get her done.
And how specifically did the orgasm happen? I'm just curious about the mechanics at this point.
You haven't figured this out yet?
No, I don't know.
Anatomy lesson.
I don't understand.
So girls have vaginas. And boys have penises.
I don't know what these things are.
It was with penetration.
No, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Right?
It's
I don't
really
know.
Rare. That's why I was curious.
Right? Never happen again. Except with you when you put things in
Well,
her.
Yeah.
No, except you. You're the exception. Everything works with you always.
I put things in her.
Yeah, she put
I'm sensing
in.
A little tension, awkward machismo moment here. Just thought I'd let you know. That's why I'm sitting at this end. So I can purvey and see what's going on. I see some body language happening there.
That's it. That's all I got.
Where's your sex story, Boogie?
Our sex is awesome.
I want to hear
especially when the cops come up. How often?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry to interrupt.
Mm.
I have a funny one.
Okay.
So another time that I was having sex with another boy, it was also in a car. And
wait, have you ever had sex with a man not in a car? Because yeah, this might be your problem with heterosexual sex.
Maybe you need to have heterosexual sex in, I don't know, a bed.
No.
Or on a not...
I've had it in a bed. I've had it on the ground. I've had it on the grass. I've had it on the concrete.
And holy shit.
I have lots of sex, Sam. I am.
Go for comfort. No, so,
was there a blanket at least involved?
One of those times, yes. But so then I got out of work and...
On the grass one?
What?
I was in the car, and so I was naked, and somehow he still had all his fucking clothes on. And so, and then somebody came knocking at the window, and I was so scared because I didn't have my ID on me, and I just turned 18, and it was just all a lot of scared. It was a lot of scared, so he opened the door on the driver's side, and there I am, and I'm trying to cover myself up because I'm like, I'm so modest, and like, don't look at me. And so it was not good. I think that was probably my first, like, you know, being naked in public thing.
You, it was not okay. You were so modest that you fucked naked in a car.
Right?
You know those windows work both ways, right?
Shh. Don't blow it.
Andrew has a good point.
That's a good story.
My sexual inexperience is showing.
All right, Boogie. All right,
Boogie, we're waiting for you.
Tell us.
What kind of story do you want?
Something hot.
To involve a puppet.
Sexy.
I need a puppet and a quart of 10W-40 motor
Dude,
oil.
That's just Wednesday night.
I used to bring motor oil on all my auditions.
And a sandwich.
I'd just bring a quart of motor oil. And go, here you go. You probably need it.
You masturbate with a Miss Piggy puppet, don't you?
How did you know that? Sing the song, cue the song.
I did it last week, I'm doing it now. Crack a beer and let's go to a stuffed animal orgy. If you make love to a stuffed animal, it's not bestiality. Just grab that furry critter and grab a tube of lube and go ahead and do what comes naturally to you. You can never get one pregnant, you'll never hear one lie. The neighbors may get scared, but they can all fuck off and die. Stuffed animal orgy, smack her fucking ass. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody. That's good night. Oh, wait. We still got to keep going.
So we're not done. I mean, we're close to done, but not done yet.
What's another
sex.
Funny story?
College sex.
College sex is always college funny. Sex. College sex.
Oh, so, I didn't go to college.
I was having sex with my college girlfriend who was, hysterical story. She met me by coming up to me. Her last name was Wright. She walked up to me in a bar and went, hi, I'm Miss Wright. Heard you've been looking for me. It worked out really well.
That's hot.
She was like 6 foot tall, blonde. Like she was the Catherine Zeta-Jones for me in college. If you've ever seen High Fidelity,
yes.
She was like Catherine Zeta-Jones for me. So we're having sex in her sister's bed because she lives with her two sisters, and one of them she shares a room with, and one of them has the oldest one has her own room, and the oldest one has a boyfriend, so she's always at her boyfriend's house. So we're fucking in her sister's bed, and we're getting to the point of her having an orgasm, and she has an orgasm very loudly and sort of slumps over onto me. And I'm like, oh, she's done. Cool. Job well done. Everything's going well. She's not moving.
Whoa.
And a second goes by and she's not moving. And I'm just to the point where I'm like, oh, fuck, she's dead. when she wakes up, she actually apparently was anemic and passed out during sex.
Wow.
And there was a moment that I was just kind of like, I'm going to have to deal with walking around college campus for the next 3 years and girls just being like, that guy over there, Grim Reaper's penis, he totally fucks some chick to death. She's totally dead.
Yeah, now, then you have the thrill seeker for her life.
That said, I was really looking forward to the girls who were just like, all right, I'll be a snake charmer. Let's go.
His penis challenge. Isn't just a hammer, it's Thor's hammer.
It is not Thor's hammer.
It's actually just because it's prickly and it gives out toxins.
Show us. Yeah. Show us your penis.
Let us be the judge of that.
Let's go.
Go on and
take it out.
Let's go. Take it out.
Give you $5.
Is that a directive?
Yes, I would like to see this.
Let's not do this on camera. Let's not do this on camera.
All right, do it over in the corner.
We're
going to
go over
to
the corner.
Stand here, back to them, no camera can see you.
I'll describe it. All right, here we go.
Turn
all right, she's
way.
Walking
he's
over here.
Right there.
Oh, he's unzipping his sweatshirt. And
I like how he's going to have his ass against the two-way mirror that the sound engineer has
Nancy
to stare
has
at.
To, Nancy, okay. I want you to unbutton his shorts.
Yes, very slowly.
She's like, oh, wow, that's
man-ass.
She's
leaning in to look.
Glass.
She's leaning in very
down.
Closely. She's giggling. He's got his hands over his head like this.
Yeah, check him out. He's like all like,
he's like, go ahead,
position.
Take me.
And then I want you to just
he's
open
like,
it.
I've done this before.
Slide the shorts it. Down, like, to the hip bone level.
Slowly.
What color are his underwear?
Blue. Very blue.
And then slide the underwear down.
Slide the underwear. Oh, my God, this is great. Holy crap, it's happening right now. She's sliding it down. She's giggling.
She's going to touch a penis.
She's giggling like a... Oh. Here's I want you
to take penis. It out, and I want you to hold it in your hand.
Hold it in your hand.
And count to 15.
The sound...
Hold it in your hand.
The sound person in the booth is taking a photo of his ass crack.
She's got an uncomfortable look
hold
on her
your
face.
Fucking hand.
She looks like maybe she's going to die.
I'm sorry.
Maybe if you were in a car, this would be a better experience.
Or a cement floor.
Have you counted?
And notice he's 15? Trying to act all cool, like he's just all friendly about it.
He's like, yeah. Whatever.
Does he have a friendly penis? Want to look
I
at the penis?
I don't care.
You should look at it. See if he's friendly.
Did it move?
Ventriloquist penis.
They have personalities, by the way.
They do. Does your penis have a name? No?
We're going to call it Frederick.
Frederick the friendly penis.
Frederick the friendly penis. Yeah.
Fred. Can you please wash your hands now? That's awkward.
I want to smell your hand. Let me smell your hand.
She has answered
yellow solo cup filter. Bag wine will get you holes in the penis.
It's a little musty there.
You were a little musty.
I'm a little musty.
I need to shower that. A little bit more now.
Rinse that out.
That's awesome.
There's this funny thing that you presume I have that's called shame.
That's a good point.
It turns out you don't have it.
No.
Nancy has a little. She's
well, no, you didn't hear the text message exchange between her and I this morning.
Well, I want to hear about it.
So she texted me this morning with, "What are you doing tonight? And are you into sissification?" I have two questions. Question one, what are you doing tonight? Question two, are you into sissification? I'm like,
no, I said, how do you feel about sissification?
How do you feel about sissification? I'm like, question one, I'm not doing anything tonight. Question two, what do you mean? And she's like, well, does it turn you on? And I'm like,
no, I said, do you have strong feelings?
Oh, do you have strong feelings? And I'm like, in what context?
context.
Context. It's all about context. And she's like, well, I'm sort of teaching this class.
That kind of no boy wants to bottom for me ever.
And
kind of
no boy wants to bottom for me. So do you want to do it? And my response was, if I already didn't have plans on Friday, if my girlfriend weren't already throwing a party at her place on Friday.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I would do that.
You're missing out, pal.
Yeah. I got somebody there.
No, I think everybody's
you did.
Missing
yeah,
out.
Yeah, somebody's loaning me their boy.
Nice.
Oh, good.
And it's
nice,
his
good.
Birthday.
Awesome.
Hey.
Yeah. Is he into it? Is that
birthday,
a thing?
Little girl.
No.
I'm kind of like,
is this like forced buy again?
Protests it, yes.
Please give me forced buy. Please give me forced buy. Please give me forced buy. Not actually being forced.
But apparently the first time that his mistress put makeup on him, he like went into subspace in a heartbeat, so.
Was this going to be like...
It's because she stuck the eyeliner
the
right in his eye.
It's yeah, the objectification it's component
the idea
of it.
Yeah, it's the idea of the you know, you're humiliated by this thing that's happening
yeah.
to you.
Which we'll talk about in the class on Friday. Yeah.
Come to the class on Friday. Hey, can I do like some...
pimping, yeah.
Promo.
Pimping.
I want to pimp it.
Pimp the shit out of it.
So some of you know... I don't know why you would know. I work on... what?
What?
I'm on the board of directors at Threshold in North Hollywood, and I just want to talk about a big event that's happening. Not
yes,
this weekend, but
the
next
big event,
weekend.
The big actually, event already happened in our hands.
Actually, this weekend there is a Halloween party, so if you'd like to come to a Halloween party, it's fabulous. But next weekend, on Sunday, it's our annual event, a fundraiser for Threshold. It's called Bizarre. That's right. Bizarre. Echo. Bizarre.
Shit.
You're fired. It starts at 1 p.m.
I love you, bitches.
I love you. It starts at 1 p.m. and it goes till 7. It's at Threshold in North Hollywood. You can find us at Threshold.org.
Dot org.
Not com, but
threshold.org.
Really
threshold.
Quickly.
It'll be an incredible event, and I am playing a 15-minute set.
Correct.
At awesome. About 2:30.
And
so.
They're having tasting booths.
Yes, this is what I love about Bizarre Bazaar is we're
vaginal
gonna,
it's tasting a, booths.
No,
penis
no,
tasting
no,
booths.
It's not vaginal no, tasting booths.
Barbecued.
No.
Shut up.
You're fired. Anyway, so it is a vendor event, so we're going to have tons of vendors in the space. We're going to have some food, and then outside they're going to have a taster situation. We have 9 tasters. You get to come and experience different forms of kink. We have needles and spanking and caning and wax and what else do they have?
Flogging
and
what am I doing?
Tinker toys.
I'm doing needles.
They have littles. They have needles.
Caning.
I'm doing needles with you.
I might be doing spanking.
Caning, spanking, whips.
Rope.
Whips.
Rope.
I don't think we're doing rope now.
But do you want a rope?
We'll rope you up. And just stick in the corner. But it's going to be really, really fun. He's it's like, our annual fundraising event.
Is this when you fuck your backpack?
He's going to fuck his backpack after this.
He'll do some self-CBT with his ropes.
But it's going to be really, really fun. And if you're in the North Hollywood area, go check out www.threshold.org and get the information and come. And you can also find us on FetLife, threshold_LA. And we also have an events page there, and we are promoting it constantly. We're looking for some volunteers. It's a huge volunteer event.
It's a good event.
It really is.
You can get some really good toys for a really reasonably priced there. I got a couple good sets of rope there one time. There was a couple rope people, really pretty purple rope.
Oh, I've gotten amazing floggers there. Wow, he's taking his pants off.
The fuck is happening?
He's going to funk that backpack.
He's going to tie up Sanger.
Ain't no lie. But what's so great about it is that it's our annual Bizarre Bazaar. We've been around for 31 years.
Jesus.
Threshold has. So I don't know how long they've done while he's tying her
That's
up
older
right
than
now.
Nancy.
Really? How old are you?
29.
Oh, you're so cute.
Isn't it adorable?
You're almost as old as Threshold.
So, so come on out. And come support the community because we are a nonprofit organization and it's really great. A great thing to do.
There's some action happening.
So it's the third.
If you can see there, the
November
rushing. Sanger.
You're not supposed to rush.
We really only have 8 minutes, and he's really good at being fast.
Third of November, Bizarre.
It's gonna be cool.
But if you're not doing anything next Saturday, this Saturday coming up, we have a Halloween party at Threshold. Come on down.
And Friday, we have our Femme Fatale.
I'm
teaching a dollification and cissification class.
Yes, you are. That's a great promotion right there.
Be awesome.
And we just like to give a promo to Dom Scouts, Troop 96.
Troop 96.
We're awesome.
The best kinky Girl Scout troop.
Dude, yes.
Ever. Because there's no other.
We're it. But we're fantastic. And
we're
all leaders.
We are all leaders of the Dom Scouts.
It's exciting.
Darren, it doesn't matter the size. The fact of the matter is that I had a fucking penis in my hand.
It's true.
She's still.
It is not tiny.
What?
It was flaccid, so I couldn't actually give you a
You're putting your back to the camera so people cannot see what is happening.
But they can
no one's looking.
You might want to see the rope behind her in the back.
So, Boogie, tell us another song.
Yeah, no.
Tell us another
song.
Hey,
we need 7 minutes. I want to hear the Limp Dick song, which was inspired by our show.
I did. The last time I was on this song, I bit the humiliation bullet, talked about being older and physical problems and things that I had, and how that sometimes led to male impotency. So, as with all things, I throw my heart and soul on the line with you people, and I make a song about it. You're breaking my heart down.
Interpretive dance.
I cannot fake a raging boner, 'cause it's not like this chick won't notice. Here we go again, another awkward situation. Emotional part.
It gets worse every time because I'm expecting it to happen again. It's not like a woman's badge ever slammed shut, so I'm afraid she won't understand. But one day a very wise woman promised me she wouldn't judge me if I wanted to talk. I felt a lot better, and then I looked down, and there was a hard cock. Okay, men out there in Radio Land, listen up. Booze and stress. Obesity. All increase your odds of having gimpy ween. It's time to make some changes, limp dick. We're gonna work it out. I love you, limp dick. It's okay. We're gonna work it out. We're gonna work it out. I love you, limp dick.
Beautiful. I love that you sang that song as we're watching all of this happening.
Yeah. And I have a limp dick too.
I do. My dick is totally limp. Your limp is dick. My limp is dick.
You guys are just trying to make me feel better.
We are.
Honest. Okay.
My dick is hard, actually.
That's okay.
It's huge.
So when do I get groupie sex? This is like the second time I've been here. Shouldn't I have groupie sex waiting for me? Which I now discover has nothing to do with my dick.
We are slum out of groupies.
Yeah. God. Fresh out of them.
Hello.
I'm pitching myself. Go to countboogie.com. Go to count. I want my groupies to all go to countboogie.com. It's not hard. It's my name. It's .com.
It's not hard, as the song just said.
It's seriously not hard.
It's totally
not
true. Actually, there is a video version of the Limp Dick song up there.
But I will say this. Boogie is my brother, and he is a sexy motherfucker. Aren't you, Boogie?
I'm awkward now.
Yeah, that's very awkward.
I don't know how to feel coming from you.
You're a sexy motherfucker. Like, you're a good-looking guy. You're sexy. You're fit. You look good.
Thanks. You know what? Beyond all of that, which I will not disagree, he's a good human being.
Yeah.
Ouch, dude. You're fucking up my image. He's a good human being.
No
chick wants to be dommed by a good human being.
I don't want to be dommed. I'm sorry.
They just want someone who's going to take them and ravage them and know how to get her done.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I do.
Okay.
That's what I do.
Wow, that looks good.
Beautiful.
She looks like she's ready to go. Yeah.
Now, happy there.
Take her to her knees. Bend her over and
she's very happy.
Fuck her like a whore.
Fuck her like a whore, like she likes it.
That's how she likes it.
How else would she fuck?
There are those that do gentle lovemaking. I know, right? This bullshit. No, nobody likes that shit.
Gentle lovemaking.
Gentle lovemaking.
Ah, like a summer's breeze.
Ooh.
Yeah. Isn't that like a douche? Summer's breeze.
Eve.
Oh, sorry.
Summer's breeze is...
Summer breeze makes me feel good.
It's Chicago, going right?
In your vagina.
Going in your vagina, in my mind.
We have a love match going on over here with Darren and Owen.
Darren and Owen are loving on each other?
Hey, you guys, get a room.
I want to watch.
Put on a webcam so I can see this.
I like watching.
Okay, why are we watching them?
Mel Gates.
Over here.
Who are you guys watching?
All right, kids.
Should we be talking? Hey, okay, here, good news for the day, okay? Here, I brought one good point. Shark finning is down in China. All because, what is his name? Yao Ming? The basketball player that used to play, I think, for the Houston Rockets. He's like huge. He's like a Chinese god right now because he was an American basketball player. He went on a super duper anti-shark finning campaign. And because of that, the country's being educated. The government's getting involved. Shark finning has been down. The shark fin soup has actually been down almost 50%.
That's awesome.
It's not that they're malicious. It's just that ignorance needs to be educated. So yay, education.
Just yay for good news.
It was a good news. So,
all right. Well, we're out of time.
Oh, no, we have 38 seconds.
We do have 38 seconds, but this is when we wrap it down. So,
quick, stick a finger in her ass.
Yes, her pants are up. Let's pull the pants down. So this was a funny show. Don't think it had a lot to do with kink or, but whatever, fuck it. But it was good. Because it was a good juxtaposition to our previous show, which was,
Don't
listen to the crying episode. Listen to this, the laughing episode. Woo-hoo. Review us, share us. Follow us. The show on Twitter is at @KinkElectual. I am at Insidious Muse.
I'm at Service Slut.
And then there's at Count Boogie. She's at Fauna Lemon, but she doesn't ever fucking tweet. And then at something else. Do you want?
At Anal Sex.
I think we're done.
All right. So that's us. And we love you. All right. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Woo! Love you.
Do we stop now?
We're stopping.
Stop?
We're stopping now.
We're done.
Is that it?
We're
why am I?